Curtis is off until September or November or December. Courtney about to be on vacation after today's show. Wiggy, Shime, and I will be here. It appears that friend, very good friend of this show, very good friend of old show, who some of you got to hang out with at Bernie's in Hampton Beach during the road show, Max Lane, has called the program this morning. Max, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. Can't complain.
What's up?
Having a very tough week. Well, not just a lot of memories, you know. A lot of memories just flooding back in. You know, you see like all the online posts about LB and so just a lot of those thoughts going through my mind past couple of days.
Well, it's, you know, and Max, you've been here. You're a guy who came here, played for the Patriots, and stayed here. And that's LB came from Canada and stayed here and made this his home. And I know you guys got really close. And it's amazing the effect that LB had on everybody that he met.
Yeah, and just he's probably the first Canadian I ever knew. And you know, kind of having that be the first Canadian that you ever knew gave me that was my first impression of being Canadian.
Yeah.
And and you know, a little off, but a lot of fun. You know what I mean? And I know guys have been telling stories, so I guess I want to get to mine. You remember this. I used to call into the show way back. I used to call into the show like, it was probably back in the late 90s, 2000. Actually, I took LB's place one time when he had when he had his vacation.
Yeah. Yes.
But I called in the show one time, and you guys were promoting a boxing match in Worcester in the Palladium, and it was for the Worcester Boys and Girls Clubs, and you said you wanted me to fight LB.
Correct, yes.
And LB's on the, hey, kid, you know, this is going to be great. It's for the kids. And I'm like, assuming that this is going to be fake. And so I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds fun, you know. So I go out, the night of the fight comes, and, I've never had any formal training, and here I am fighting LB, you know. But I thought it was for the kids, so it was going to be fake. Well, I had a big old Italian meal, you know, before the dinner, before the fight in Charlestown, and I got on the mass bike. I was in my coat and tie with a duffel bag, show up at the Palladium, and, you know, music is blaring. I'm walking down towards the ring. They're taking me up to where the dressing room is, and I start seeing people in the ring, like, bleeding, sweating, cut men in the corner, and I'm like, the light bulb went off, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is real, and I'm fighting LB. And
so then
they get up in the dressing room.
You couldn't back out of it at that point, is what you're saying.
Couldn't back out of it at that point. Yeah, I didn't ask enough questions going into it. I get up to the locker room or wherever we're dressing, and LB is just like as light as a feather, just like, hey, kid, go have some fun tonight. You know, oh yeah. I'm like, LB, this is a real fight. He goes, yeah, it's going to be great. And continued to go in there, and he said I hit him with a haymaker. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But for the rest of the time, I was just running around the ring while LB was chasing me.
At one point,
I
was there. I actually heard from our mutual friend Scott Zolak yesterday,
right,
who was also there, mm-hmm, and wanted to talk about LB and then brought this up. He was there.
We were both there ringside. Mm-hmm. And at one point, Max, I think we actually heard you scream, LB, stop, when he was punching you in the face.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was saying for the rest of the time. I was like, LB, stop. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And I think he broke my nose. After the fight, it was like no big deal.
You legit left there with a broken nose, if I remember correctly.
I legit left there with a broken nose. I think I went to the Irish Times and had a beer because I needed to get away. And then, LB was just like, oh, well, that's just life. That's just life right there. And then, it reminds me of the fight, Greg, you remember this, down in the gazebo in Nantucket between him and PJ Stock.
Yes, I brought that up the other day.
You did? Okay, all right.
Yeah. So interesting story.
Max, we were talking about the fight between you and LB on Monday, and I was saying, but Max is such a big guy. Like, you're so tall, you're so built. Was it more that you didn't know how to protect yourself? Or I never met LB, so I didn't know his sizing compared to yours.
Okay, that's a good question. So what happened was, I think I must have connected with something. You know, we go in. Fortunately, we were only doing 2 1-minute rounds, so we weren't doing what everybody else was doing. So we go in there, and you know, right when the bell goes, and the first punch is thrown, it turns into just haymakers. And I think I must have connected somewhere in that flurry.
Right.
Because what I saw from LB.
He saw red.
What I saw from LB was, yes. Like, I just saw his eyes turn. I just saw LB turn into a different person. And I imagine that's what it was like on the ice whenever he got in a fight. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, uh-oh, this doesn't look good. Yeah, but anyway, like, I just, you know, there's tons of stories. You know, other good times, you know, Daytona 500, yep. Ocean Deck.
Yeah, we went to the
courtyard.
He loved NASCAR. He made us go to Daytona and do the show down there, and we were better for that. He loved that place, the Ocean Deck Bar in Daytona. I'm really glad you called, because the stories are the best. Mm-hmm. And so
I've seen other people say it, and they're like, LB is like when you're in his group. Man, you knew it. If you were not in his group, you knew it.
That's true.
You know, and I think I've been on. I think I've been in and out of those both times. You know, and gonna miss him a whole lot.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me call in, Greg.
All right, Max. Thank you.
Yep. All right.
Max,
as I said the other day, the man lived 1,000 lives.
Yeah.
Every one of them extraordinary.
Yeah. Well, that was Max's biggest mistake. Once he was in the locker room or wherever they were, and it was like, people are bleeding, this is real. And LB goes, yeah, it's real. He should have been like, all right, you know what? Time out. Well, I got a back problem. I can't do it.
It sounds like he accidentally landed a punch. Ugh. And that's that's what led to the beating that he took.
Well, breaking your nose. Like, doesn't it make you want to scrunch your face? Like,
that's a problem. When you get in the ring, you might accidentally land a punch. So you're probably better off protecting yourself and going, yeah, I think maybe we just go in there and we arm wrestle or something, or we do thumb wrestling for the fans. Because if we get to punching, I'm not about to be
on the... Have you ever done any boxing?
I have.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't get in the ring with LB.
I mean, I wear glasses, so I can't.
And I wouldn't get in the ring with LB.
That's what I have you for.
Yeah. No.
All right. We have got to take a break, but we'll be right back.